بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing on the directors of trade and business, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala becomes a partner in a partnership. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that he is the third person in a partnership of two, as long as no partner deceives the other. When any of them deceives the other, Allah Ta'ala excludes him from that partnership. Know that this hadith refers to Allah Ta'ala's divine aid and blessings in a partnership, as long as there is no cheating, deceiving. Any type of partnership is thus blessed by Allah Ta'ala. Divine blessings in partnership. Sayyidina Shu'ayb radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is barakah in three things. One of them is mentioned in muqarada. Muhaddiseen state that muqarada refers to a type of partnership transaction that is referred to as mudaraba. Note that mudaraba is a partnership involving two persons. One of them has capital but does not know how to utilize it, and the other has a business intuition but no capital. The owner of the capital thus forms a partnership with the second person, and they share the profits. It is not obligatory for them to share the profits equally. Prohibited partnerships. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that a person should not enter into a partnership with a Jew, a Christian, or a Zoroastrian. When inquired about the reason for this prohibition, he said that they deal in interest, and interest is haram. The prohibition extends to any disbeliever who maintaining that interest is permissible. These days many Muslims are indifferent on this prohibition of interest. Why is sustenance deprived of barakah? Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she was lying down early in the morning when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stirred her with his blessed foot, saying, "Oh my daughter, wake up. This is the time when sustenance is being distributed. Do not be among the negligent ones." Allah Ta'ala distributes people's sustenance from the time of Subah Sadiq, that is true dawn, until sunrise. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and also narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sleeping in the early part of the morning deprives a person of sustenance. Note that sleeping before sunrise deprives one of blessings and sustenance and is unhealthy as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also supplicated that Allah Ta'ala blesses the ummah in the early part of this morning. The hadith of Sayyidina Sakhar al-Ghamidi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioned earlier. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to dispatch an army, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so in the beginning of the day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated in the following words, "O Allah, bless my ummah in the early part of the morning." It is said that Sayyidina Sakhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a businessman, and based on this hadith, he would always send his employees in the beginning of the day, and so he prospered and became wealthy. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.